Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Kaya Biz.
Only on Kaya959.
Yep, you're listening to Kaya Biz on Kaya959. Only the best business show, right? In the country, as we know. But do share your thoughts with us. 063-688-0959 as we take a look at a wide variety of business topics that hit close to home. Now, this one really builds up on what it is that we are looking forward to getting clarity on. From April, we saw the Liberation Day tariffs being implemented by the United States, and countries that were impacted were not only South Africa, but including our neighboring countries and key economic partner being Lesotho. The U.S. had made a threat of imposing import tariffs of about 50% onto Lesotho, and that has wreaked consequences and serious havoc for much of its production lines. We take a look now at what's happening within this particular economy, especially as we count down to the deadline and the end of that time frame of that 90-day pause on the tariffs. Solong Sinowe joins us as United Textile Employees Union Secretary General based in Lesotho. Ntate Sinowe, Dumela Ntate, welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you very much, Me. Dumela, Me.
Dumela Ntate. Thank you so much for making time. Ratabela Walua Natkajen. I am intrigued. Firstly, I guess just for us to understand the size of the United Textiles Employees Union within the country of Lesotho, how big is it? How vast is it? How many members do you represent before we really get into the context of potential layoffs that you are experiencing?
We are representing more than 10,000 workers in the sector.
Sure, okay. And that's right across the spectrum when it comes to textiles manufacturers?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. And Ntate Sinowe, I'm hoping that you can help us understand what has happened since the month of April when the import tariffs were announced by the U.S. on the state of Lesotho.
Since the announcement of the tariffs by Trump administration in Lesotho, the textile companies that are exporting to America did not receive the orders from the buyers in America. Oh. So that... Hello?
I'm listening, sir. So no orders at all have come through since April?
Yeah. The orders were... the buyers did not place orders in the country for the companies that are exporting to America. So that resulted in mass layoffs and retrenchment of some workers.
Sure.
The companies that have been affected are around 11 companies, and they are the biggest companies in the textile sectors. Some of them are employing more than 4,000 workers, others 3,000 plus. So the majority of those workers, as we are speaking, are at home. There are no orders, and that... It's very bad, and it's still continuing. The companies are still continuing to lay off workers in the country.
I can imagine as a union, you have tried to engage the factories to understand how they can continue to keep your jobs. Have there been conversations and negotiations that have taken place, or have these just been straight layoffs and retrenchments with no interaction? Give us some context as to, you know, the kind of feedback as a union that you are trying to give to the employers to protect your jobs.
Yeah, of course, we have been engaging with the employers from different companies, and not only the employers. Even in the government of Lesotho, we have been engaging since the announcement of the tariffs. But for the employers, they are saying that because this is a political issue, they have got nothing to do because it is the issue between the two governments. Mm. That means the government of Lesotho has to act so that the jobs of these workers are safe. But unfortunately, up to so far, we don't know how far the government of Lesotho and South Africa are about this issue.
We have reached out to the Department of Trade and Industry in the Republic of South Africa to get details from them. We have yet to get feedback. But I'm keen to understand, have they given you a deadline or a time frame? Because the 90-day pause on these tariffs is set to come to an end in mid-July. Have they not given you any updates on these dates as yet?
No, we had several meetings with the Minister of Trade, Minister of Labour, and even in the office of the Prime Minister. We have several meetings, and even in tomorrow, around 11, we are going to have a meeting for the update. But in our previous meetings, it was not clear because they said they had a visual meeting with one lady who is responsible for the African affairs, the American lady. So the promise was that around the 8th or 7th of July, they will have the response from the American government to if the tariffs will be at 10% or they will go back to 50%. So this is the response that we get from the Department of Trade and Department of Labor. So we are pushing a straight unions in the country to make sure that the government of Lesotho do something for making sure that the jobs of these workers are safe. Mm. What they have said is that they want to make sure that they diversify the market. And by diversifying the market, they are looking at South African market.
Mm-hmm.
Companies like Woolworth and many other clothing companies in South Africa. But that is not going to bring the solution because, like I said, the American market is very big. So for South African market, I don't think they will accommodate this kind of labor-intensive workforce.
Mm. That is no. I appreciate how much clarity you've given us because we do understand of the goods that are produced in the Kingdom of Lesotho, 80% of them go to the United States. 20% actually comes to a market like South Africa. So we are quite small. What I'm keen to understand is the impact that this has had on your members in the union. Being laid off, have there been alternative jobs that have been found? Are the payouts sufficient to keep people going? What solutions are you hoping to bring to the table for some of your members?
There are no solutions yet because we approached the government of Lesotho to subsidize these workers because they are going to be laid off for 3 months. Some started last month. Others are going for the layoff this month, which will last until end of September. So what we were saying is that the government of Lesotho, because workers contributed in the economy like any other workers in any country, so they should benefit also from the taxes that they have been paying. So that's the issue that we are busy talking or discussing with the government of Lesotho.
Mm.
The effect, unfortunately, on these workers is very, very bad because if people are migrating from the rural area to the to Maseru and other towns in Maseru in the country, that means they won't be able to pay rent. They won't be able to send their children to send their children to school, and that will lead to a big migration, unfortunately illegal migration to South Africa. We know that most of Bawasutu are in South Africa because of the high unemployment in Lesotho. So that will add to that number. Most of them are going to be trafficked from different parts of the world as a result of that. So we are raising all these issues that the government of Lesotho should take responsibility of making sure that people won't be trapped on this kind of issues that I've already raised. There is no doubt that prostitution will increase. Crime will increase.
Mm.
Illegal mining will also increase because once they are not employed, they will cross the borders. They will go to South Africa to the illegal mining. there are these companies in Newcastle who are employing illegal Southern African workers from different countries. So these ones also have no alternative but to go there. So we are trying our level best that this kind of situation is safe, that people can stay in their country being subsidized by their government so that they can not opt for these alternatives.
That is annoying. This adds to the frustrations and the difficulties that we're going to witness in terms of a society. And I think it's really important for us to understand, you know, as you say, you are speaking to the right stakeholders. We are waiting for some feedback from our international counterparts. The government of the Kingdom of the Republic of Lesotho is also getting some feedback here. But take us into the daily lives of some of your members. How old are they? How long have some of them been working? Because the risks that you highlight around looking for alternative jobs just to make a living definitely give us a better perspective of the average day Mosotho that we are talking about who has lost their job here.
Most of the workers that they are being laid off are young people. I think 70% of the workers working in the factories are between 18 and 35. Those who are older are not that much. So we are talking about young people who are going to be affected by this. So the situation that means young people are easily that those people who are easily exposed to human trafficking, they are those people who are easily exposed to illegal mining in South Africa. So yeah, that is the situation, I think.
Got you. Ntate, we'll leave it there for tonight, but really appreciate the feedback you've given us. We will reach out to all the respective representatives in the Kingdom of Lesotho, the Republic of South Africa, and of course, key participants in these negotiations, and hear some feedback at least by mid-July. And looking forward to touching base with you again, just to understand how far reaching the job cuts are in Lesotho. Thank you again for your time. Ralebohile ntate.
Thank you very much, Mayor, and thank you very much for having me too.
Thank you. That's Ntate Solong Senohe, who is Secretary General of the United Textile Employees Union. So, as you've heard, for some perspective, the announcement that Donald Trump made together with the White House in early April around placing what he described as reciprocal tariffs against countries where the U.S. does have a trade deficit have come at a cost. Essentially, because clients who are based in the U.S. are not sure how the tariffs will unfold, whether or not they'll be implemented, at what rate, what they've decided to do is hold off on the orders that they place into manufacturing plants in the textile industry in the Kingdom of Lesotho. As a result, there's been no productivity, no updates. The businesses in the Kingdom of Lesotho have had to close down. So far, we understand having laid off at least about 3,000 workers who fall under the representation of the United Textile Employees Union, UNITE. So that is telling. Many of these are youth, as we've heard in the Desinoe highlight, aged between 18 and 35. And if you consider that Lesotho struggles with an unemployment rate of 16%, that rate sits at 24% for young people. And what Ntate Senohe has highlighted is the fact that should these individuals be unable to find alternative work, it just places them at higher risk of exploitation in the labor market and even from a social injustice point of view, whether human trafficking or actively participating in illegal mining. The consequences of the tariffs are already being felt right next door in the Kingdom of Lesotho. Share your thoughts with us. We need to certainly unpack this, and we will give you an update in mid-July just to get better details as to where we are with those tariffs and which particular figures will be imposed, if at all. 063-688-0959. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts and your views on this one. And don't forget a quick conversation that is coming up on the other side of 7 o'clock. We are speaking to the Vice President of JATOR South Africa. If you don't know them just yet, they're one of the most recently launched vehicle brands in South Africa, a Chinese brand which launched in September of 2024. And since then, they've been selling on average 600 cars a month, outselling their competitors. And given what we are seeing in terms of the shifts and the change in the tide in the vehicle sales dynamic in South Africa, this is definitely a contender that many of us want to watch. So we'll get more details around the activities at Jator. But let us know, what are you doing as well? Last week, many of you told us that you're essentially buying your vehicles online, or you do your research online. You prefer to buy it from the original equipment manufacturer. If not, you go to the general dealers like We Buy Cars, Auto Trader. But what's your take on the new entrance of Chinese brands in South Africa? Are you already in the market to buy one? Do you already own one? Or do you have different preferences? 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.